From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefnew with a regional news update. At a press conference today, a reporter asked Governor Gavin Newsom how he'll manage the state's relationship with the federal government now that President Trump's been voted out of office. The governor had a ready answer.
Yeah, I mean, it goes from headwinds to tailwinds.
Newsom noted that California Attorney General Javier Becerra has filed more than 100 lawsuits against Trump administration policies. In contrast, he said President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris ran on a, quote, California agenda, unquote.
This is an exciting and enlivening time and opportunity for the state of California, and we're gonna do everything we can to maximize it and to do so very efficiently and effectively, and we are not waiting for President Trump to make an announcement saying he's walking away or work his way through the court system.
He said a top priority is to work with newly reelected Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to steer a new stimulus through Congress to help cover pandemic-related economic losses across the country and in California. And
I can assure you, it is nice to have a U.S. senator from your home state as the vice president-elect.
Newsom has the responsibility now to appoint someone to the Senate seat Harris will leave behind. Media speculation has ranged from Attorney General Becerra or Secretary of State Alex Padilla to Congresswoman Karen Bass or San Francisco Mayor London Breed, among others. But the governor has refused to reveal anything yet. The Federal Trade Commission is requiring San Jose-based Zoom to strengthen its security in a proposed settlement of allegations that the video conferencing service misled users about its level of security for meetings. A complaint filed by the FTC accused Zoom of deceiving users over security since at least 2016. It said the company held onto cryptographic keys that allowed it to access content from its customers' meetings and secured meetings with a lower level of privacy encryption than it promised customers. A woman was sentenced to more than 2 years in prison for scheming with a California state employee to file hundreds of thousands of dollars in fraudulent claims for disability insurance benefits. Angela Stubblefield of Tacoma, Washington, was also ordered by a judge to pay nearly $220,000 in restitution. Stubblefield's co-defendant, Catherine Decker, worked for the California Employment Development Department. Decker used her position to file fraudulent claims and illegally extend existing claims. Stubblefield was ordered to report to prison by February 1st. Decker was sentenced in September to 3 years and 7 months in prison. Fall finally arrived in California with back-to-back weekend storms that brought chilly temperatures, rain, and snow to much of the state after months of hot weather that fueled enormous wildfires. Several inches of snow fell in mountains east of Los Angeles, where tire chains were required, and a winter storm warning was in effect through 10 o'clock Sunday night. To the north, travelers were urged to use caution in the Sierra Nevada, where heavy snow continues to fall. Freeze warnings and frost advisories were issued for some inland valleys during overnight hours. In harvest season, in Northern California's wine country draws millions of visitors each year, but harvest season now overlaps with fire season as wildfires too have become a yearly reality in the region. Visitors are second-guessing their plans, and tourism officials are rethinking their marketing plans as well. They're encouraging visitors from far away to plan for winter or spring weddings and conferences. In the fall, they plan to focus on people who can make last-minute bookings due to living nearby, like around the rest of the Bay Area. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.